prosperity. And guess what? It's Oracle Friday. Yay! Hey, we've been gone all week. Sorry about that, but it's just been so busy for me at work, and it's just been something else. Anyway, everything was falling apart, and it was kind of miraculous to see it all pulled back together, but it's been a very, very difficult week. We have a special, special guest. You know, we always get so excited when Reginald Lewis wants to join us. This is our little baby. Hey, Reginald, how are you this morning? Whoa, I can't hear him. Reginald, are you there?
Hello?
Reginald? Yeah, hey, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. I'm feeling great.
That's awesome. Listen, I'm so excited that you're here. I just jumped right into it. I forgot to say that Dr. Reggie's in the house this morning, too.
And welcome, everybody. And I really welcome Reginald Lewis. He's a very talented young man, and I really appreciate who he is and respect his great gift that he had that God gave him. He's very, very intuitive and very mediumistic and also channels, and he is a godsend to the world. So as a light worker, we all welcome him to the show, Circles of Prosperity.
Yes, we do. And he's our son, and so we're really, really, really excited about that. Just to see him blossom and bloom, it's, you know how it is. Anyway, so he's one of the youngins. That's what I call them, the youngins. They are something else, this generation of light workers. So, what you guys want to talk about this morning?
Wow.
Reginald, what's going on?
There's a lot going on as far as... lately, what's been very interesting, I've been seeing a theme kind of going on in a lot of the readings with my clients, and that theme has to do with letting go and allowing past wounds to sort of heal in the present. It's kind of interesting because it's been a lot more so with people losing loved ones. I just had two clients who just lost their mom, and they were quite, up in age. But they both lost their mom around the same time. And I think they both helped, even though they had a very close connection with their mom, they also held a lot of past issues. And I think it didn't really come up until the time of that person's passing. And so it was a lot of sort of kind of healing that they sort of had to do, sort of having to sort of kind of let this person go and sort of forgive them for what they've, for what they have been through in the past. And it's sort of like breaking the cycle. I think it's really a big thing for a lot of people is learning how to break cycles and pattern behaviors.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I think that's an interesting, interesting topic. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to go ahead and do the opening prayer, and we're going to talk about forgiveness today. We're going to talk about how to recognize the lessons that we need to learn from each other. It's going to be a wonderful time, and you can get a reading today with Reginald Lewis. Telephone number to call in is 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you're ready to hear a gentle, loving, warming, and supportive reading from Reginald Lewis. Dr. Reggie, take us into our opening prayer.
As we reflect and bow in reverence to God, we take a deep breath as the breath of life. Father, we ask you to give us wisdom and encouragement to keep pressing on, not for the good fight, but for the good flight. We're on a very special mission for ascension, and ask that the angels surround us and the ascended masters and all the good energies that are invisible spirits that you created to love us and nurture us and support us on the way. Let every step that we take be in reverence to the Holy Spirit in us. And every move that we make and everything that we do and say and think is honoring you in us. We believe it is so. Guide Reginald Lewis today with divine wisdom that no one can teach in school. Only wisdom comes from you, Father. We ask that these energies be opened up to him in heaven, and that people calling in for readings and reflections get the best readings ever, and that all their dreams will come true. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Amen. So, you had two clients. Here's where we, two clients, mother died, and they are having issues, and because they haven't resolved their issues with mom before the death. Is that what was going on?
Yes, yeah. One's actually female, and one was male. So I had one was a female and one was a male. And it's kind of interesting. It's very synchronistic. You know, like you said, you know, I don't believe in coincidence and mistakes, only divine timing and divine order. You know, everything happens for a reason, has a purpose. But, you know, it happened just at the same time. I think it was like a day apart, both of these clients, you know, their mom's passing away. And, you know, it sort of came to me because, you know, sort of like, you know, first thing is the concern, you know, about their mom, you know, and about some things, and, you know, had to make decisions, and I think it was just, it's just overwhelming, you know, how that goes. If someone passed, you know, across the way, especially as a mom, parent, you know, it's so much responsibility, and you have to deal with family, so I think it was sort of like an overwhelming feeling for them, but at the same time, I think they felt that, you know, it's like, wow, I didn't expect these things from my past to really come up, even though they were never dealt with, and so I think that's something that is very important, because I see that a lot now through those two clients, is that through a lot of people in our daily lives, is that we have these relationship issues, whether it's our family, lover, you know, friends, and we do not directly approach the situation. Sometimes we try to, you know, sweep things under the carpet or go around it, and there's no other way but to try to directly, you know, address the issue. Because at some point in your life, you know, it's going to come back up. You know, you can't ever just make something just go away without directly approaching it. You know, it's like fear. You know, like you said, you know, the only way to overcome fear is to face your fear directly.
Amen.
That's so true. Well, you know, the whole purpose of this lifetime on planet Earth is really for our soul to evolve. And the way the soul evolves is from experiences, learning experiences. And so you have made agreements with people that you have lived other lifetimes with to come into your life in this lifetime for you to learn lessons. So mom is a soul partner, a soul mate, if you will. Dad is a soul mate. Your sisters and brothers are soul mates. Lovers, friends, all of them become these soul, I call them soul mates. These are people that have agreed to come into your life, and you have agreed to be in their life, and you're supposed to learn lessons from each one of them. And so that your soul can evolve and grow from the experience. And a lot of times those lessons are not easy. They're uncomfortable. But you knew that coming into this plane. Are you keeping up with me, Reginald?
Yes, I totally agree. Yeah.
And when we sweep them under the carpet rather than facing them, and this is what you're saying, then we're denying our soul the experience that it came here for. And then you realize at the end, my goodness, I did not get the lesson. And now, but I need to forgive myself and move on. I need to forgive mom and move on. I recognize now what I should have done, but don't beat yourself up over it. I think that's such a powerful lesson. And you know, I really do. I think it's a very, very powerful lesson.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I think, you know, yeah, I think this is something that speaks out to a lot of people because, you know, of course, our parents, especially when it comes to moms, whether you were close to them or not. That's a very, you know, close, you know, subject, you know, and I think everybody has, you know, everybody has a different relationship with their, you know, with their mother or their parent. But it's one of those kind of things where I feel like everybody has a special, has that special relationship. Like you said, you have special lessons that you need to learn from them. And both of these two individuals, it's very fascinating. I learned so much, you know, from talking to them and supporting them and helping them, is that they both have these very, I don't want to say, I guess you could kind of say complex, kind of loving relationship. You know, it's like one client is sort of like, you know, her mom wasn't always there to sort of support her, you know, and so she always felt, you know, kind of this feeling of abandonment. So even though her mother was there in her life, physically there in her life, she felt that she wasn't emotionally there in her life growing up. And so she wasn't like very supportive or, you know, motivating, you know, and I guess nurturing as a, you know, as a mother on an emotional level. And so she lacked that. So she kind of grew up always feeling this need of approval, you know, and sort of having to learn to sort of kind of not, you know, allow her mother to sort of kind of, you know, take her energy down or pull her down. But yet she loved her so much. She really loved her. In fact, you know, she was taking care of her mom when she was sick, you know, at the end of her life, right before she passed away. And she said, thank you. You know, she had let her know that she really appreciated everything, but she was never the kind of open, affectionate, nurturing figure that a mother, you know, you would expect a mother to be. And the other client, you know, his mom, in fact, the other client, I think he was gay. So his mom, you know, he told his mom and his mom accepted him. And then there was a point where she didn't accept it. But she was always there for him emotionally. And so she was in a elderly home. And so he would go and visit her and talk to her all the time. And they grew really close sort of at the end of their, you know, at the end of the time during her passing. And so I think he kind of had this feeling of, you know, well, I love my mom very deeply. I had this connection. But yet I felt like there was always something that she struggled with that I sort of carried, she carried that struggle as well inside of him. So there were so many different lessons in each relationship.
Wow.
It's just really fascinating.
So yeah. Do you think because he was gay that his mom loved him, you know, unconditionally, but struggled with how to maybe balance her feelings about him being gay with her deep love, profound love for him, and that her lesson really was to just love unconditionally. It's not important what other people think, or, you know, maybe she was concerned about what his life would be like since he was gay, you know. Do you think those were some of the issues that she was going through at the end?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of those things is where, because, you know, he said, you know, he told his mom, and, you know, his mom, you know, accepted it, but then I think there was one point where she kind of like, I guess she was just kind of on the fence, and I think that was just due to fear of, I think it was more so just being protective of him because of the, like, how are people going to look at him, you know what I mean? It wasn't more so like, you know, she was judging him, you know, it was just more so wanting to protect him from other people's, you know, judgments, you know, negative perceptions that they might have, you know, coming from a different generation. But in the end, you know, she let him know that, you know, she always cared about him, you know, and he knew that because she did show a lot of love and affection for him. It was just that there were certain points in her life where she just seemed kind of, you know, on the fence. And I think it was just more so a protective mechanism, you know, that she had kind
of
like built.
All of that comes from fear. It all stems from fear. But anyway, let's go ahead. We've got the queue is filling up this morning. Listen, if you want to get a reading this morning, you have to call in and press 1-914-338-0590. And we are having, I think, a very powerful discussion on love and forgiveness and the lessons that we're supposed to learn you know, while we're here on planet Earth, for our souls to evolve. It's really fascinating. And Reginald Lewis is our guest psychic, and we're going to go ahead and take our first caller this morning. Area code 214, you're on the air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ronisa. How are you all?
Hey, Ronisa.
Hey,
good morning.
Hi.
You have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning?
I do. I have a general question, and it's mainly about finances, to make sure that I'm, you know, doing the right thing in my finances and to, you know, how can I expand it to make sure, you know, keep the cash flow going.
Okay. So immediately when you said finances, I saw hearts. And when I see hearts, that lets me know that, and the number six, when I see that, that lets me know that this is surrounding, I feel like, sort of being a family-orientated person, focusing on home and family. So it's really about focusing on your home base, okay? So I feel like a lot of your financial things and issues comes about, you know, when it comes to sort of taking care of home, your home base. Now, one thing that I keep feeling is I feel a lot of transitioning around you as far as that goes. So have you just recently sort of been making some transitions with the move? Like, have you had a move, like, within a year or so? Have you been where you're at currently for quite some time?
I've been there for a couple of years.
Okay. You know, it feels like the feeling of sort of kind of, like, moving and shifting the energy there. Because I do feel a little bit stagnant, you know, sort of when I'm tuning the energy, it feels just a little bit stagnant. And I feel, and I'm hearing the word boredom. So it feels like you may be kind of bored. So there may be some boredom and some need to sort of kind of like do some new things, have some new experiences, you know, sort of kind of think outside the box. Because you have to realize it's just, you know, when it comes to prosperity, when it comes to finances, it's just, it's energy, you know. And so our thoughts and our beliefs about, you know, money affects our life financially, okay. You know, and so the thing is sort of the feeling of making sure you sort of kind of clear your space, clearing your space, focusing your home base, being more grounded. Because sometimes I feel like you're sometimes out there, you know, meaning traveling, and I feel like you kind of get ahead of yourself, okay? And you may sort of over skip the basic steps of what's necessary to get things done as far as applying, application in life, you know, and getting things down. What I'm hearing is your goal is to get things done, not to dream about things. You know, it's like it's great to dream about going to the Bahamas, you know, but it's even better to actually work forward to, you know, making the goal happen and taking a step and making it an actual reality. Okay, and so that's what I'm seeing with you. And I feel like relationship is another main area that's very important for you as well. Finances, I see, is okay. It seems good. I feel like it will slowly begin to increase for you within the next 2 months, October, November, December, November time, okay, around November time, but really increase for you in December. But it's really about going out there and looking for new experiences, especially in the work area. Okay, and then I see relationship looks like it's another area that sort of opens wide for you as well. So I see a lot of things sort of blooming for you. So it's like you're sort of on the horizon of a lot of things blooming for you within the next 2 months.
Sounds good. I like that. Thank you very much. It's good to hear from you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you all. I love you all.
We love you too, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Texas daughter.
Yeah. Area code 443, you're on the air. You have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning.
Yes, good morning, my sister's brother. Good morning, Reggie Lewis.
Oh, my God, where have you been? I haven't heard your voice in so long, Cody.
Yeah, I've been trying to tune in, but some mornings you run on the air, and I just keep going until I know that you are.
I'm sorry about that. I've been working so hard. But we'll be back next week for sure.
All right. Listen, my question to Mr. Lewis is, again, my reading is in terms of my employment, Ghost assignment. If you get up,
okay. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's me, but it sounded really low, and it was breaking up. And so I need to catch the first.
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can get this.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit more better. Yeah.
Okay. Is this better? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question was. I said, as far as my employment is concerned, and my future in terms of employment, and of course, my future in terms of finances.
Okay. So the first thing I immediately get for you is the thing is I feel that there's a lot of confusion. Okay, so it's sort of this feeling of like you first you need to have a clear picture, sort of what you kind of want. It's sort of like this feeling of how do you know where you're going if you don't have some kind of sort of guiding post or direction to sort of lead you to where you want to be? Okay, so the first thing I'm getting for you is that you need to have more clear intentions of what you kind of desire, what you want. Be more proactive as far as sort of what is the next step for you? What are some things that you want to kind of make happen in certain areas in your life financially? Okay, now as far as with the job, job area for you. I keep getting June, July, September, October, November, December. I really don't really see major changes to the new year time. Okay, so I feel like, you know, it's going to take a little bit more time. I don't really see things really opening up until new year time, okay, for you. Until then, it sort of kind of seemed like you're sort of in that, I call it the sort of survivor, you know, mode, sort of where you kind of just making things just sort of kind of make ends meet, okay? But the thing is they're saying, my guys are saying, you need to kind of think about multiple sources of income, okay? Because I just don't see you doing one thing. So currently, are you looking at multiple opportunities or working more than just one job?
Well, you're right in this aspect that I am looking at more and one, you know, opportunity or one more than one thing to do. In fact, at my present job, or I was suspended really, and which I thought was a blessing in a way, because it allowed me to pursue some other areas that I wanted to pursue. But you know, I just think now that I need to buckle down and do one thing and do it well. You know, because it just hasn't been easy trying to do all two or three things at one time.
Exactly.
None of them
have
really paid off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, you know yourself. It's like your energy is kind of scattered, and you just need to be more focused and know what you want. Because it's great to have options and have multiple opportunity things, but you have to realize what feels right for you. You know, that's the really big question is, what feels right to you? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to make happen, okay? Don't just say, oh, well, just leave up to chance. Well, you know, whatever one works for me. No, it's sort of like, what do you feel you want, okay? So my thing is, if you have a clear picture of, okay, this is more the area I want to go into, it's going to happen for you. Until then, I think it would kind of be sort of, you know, up in the air and kind of in limbo. Now, it's interesting because I don't like you picking up, but do you have a daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel the female energy around you. And so I don't know what, does she have kids? Because I keep picking up a lot of energy around the daughter energy around you. Okay.
Yeah. My daughter just had a baby about 6 months ago.
Wow.
She just calls me to tell me that she loves me because, you know, I'm going through different things, you know. She's supportive of me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think that's a really great thing. That's a beautiful thing. And I mean, it just felt like a very loving connection. That's what I picked up her energy around you. So the thing is sort of kind of like, sort of allowed to sort of allow and nurture that. It's sort of like counter blessings. And I'm glad that you said earlier that situation where you got sort of, I just stated that you sort of saw the blessing and you turned the negative into a positive, because everything happens for a reason. So it's like count your blessings, count what you already have, because if you count your blessings, then, you know, more blessings are going to come to you. So sort of like enjoy what you have. It's not about what you don't have, but what you do have, you know. And in the meantime, sort of when you focus on that and your relationship with your daughter and your grandchild, which is all even more of a blessing, and the love and support that's around you, is sort of going to hold you to that point where things are going to start to, you know, look a lot more better. And, you know, you won't have to quite sort of depend on other people sort of uplifting you. Because I do see that's what you need right now, is that support. And your daughter sees that. And it's great that, you know, she calls and you check on you and, you know, to make sure that you're okay. You know, it's a great relationship.
Oh, yeah.
It's
beautiful.
But, yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Yeah. You know, before we go on, I do have a question, Reginald, myself. I've noticed that a lot of people coming into the world now are light workers, Reiki healers and mediums and all kinds of stuff. But a lot of these people are suffering physical challenges in their health and emotional challenges and financial challenges. Is that something that we have to go through? And I say we because I'm included. That we have to go through in order to achieve this ascension or this mastery or something? I've been doing it for a long, long time, and many years. And I know that people who are on the path in a great directed way are going through something, especially light workers.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good question. I only speak from personal experience, you know, as far as what I've been through. And I've learned that it's not really necessary that, you know, we're all meant to be abundant. You know, we're all meant to sort of be prosperous, you know, and,
right.
You know, whatever lifetime that we choose, we may be born in a certain circumstance where we may not be the most privileged people, you know, or, you know, be born with a, you know, silver or gold spoon, you know, and in our mouths. But the thing is that we will sometimes choose a situation where we lack certain financial needs, or we have a certain a poverty state of mind, and that's because it's to teach us to sort of appreciate things more. Some people don't learn to appreciate things unless they, you know, they have it and they lose it. You know what I mean? So sometimes as men, sometimes we have things in life and we're born with them and then we lose them. And people wonder, well, why did I lose this? Well, it's just sort of so that you can sort of learn to appreciate them. Because like you say, you don't really realize how much you appreciate something until it's gone.
That's true. That's a very good answer.
So,
that's very true.
Yeah, it's different for everyone. But in the end, I mean, we're all meant to be abundant and prosperous. But like I said, you take the situation for what it is and count our blessings. You know, whether you're rich, poor, no, count your blessings, count what you do have. It's not like that. It's not about what you don't have. It's about what you do have.
Great. Thank you so much. That makes so much sense.
All righty. Let's go to our next caller. This is area code 617. Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Great. What's your name?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Well, Lisa, you have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning.
Yes. Hi, Reginald. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing excellent.
Good. My question is in regards to, I feel like my life is at a standstill. And
okay.
I'm really feeling it very strongly now. I mean, I feel like I'm waiting. I'm just in this waiting mode, and I don't know what's coming.
Okay. Well, immediately, I mean, just as you spoke, I kept getting the number one around you. And so this lets me know that you're a person that you have very, very strong leadership skills. You are definitely a leader, okay?
Yeah.
You're very much so a pioneering person. You're very outgoing. You like to go out and see things. You like to travel.
Yes.
You like to sort of, you know, you're the kind of person that, you know, you run your own show. You know, you don't let nobody run the show for you. You run your own show. And so I feel, you know, a lot of great positive energy around you, a lot of active force around you. Now, the thing I keep hearing is sort of about finding your passion.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really the thing about you, sort of finding, it's like, what is my passion? I hear this question in my head, sort of like, God, what purpose do you have for me? What is my purpose?
Yeah.
What I feel is the underlying question that you're kind of asking is sort of, what is my purpose, okay? So the thing is, it's sort of kind of, it feels like, I don't know why I keep getting this, but I really feel like you should be a teacher if you're not doing any kind of teaching work. I almost see like something like a seminary kind of thing, or if it's not kind of seminary, lecturing. I see you doing something like that, and it's very empowering. It's like an empowering kind of thing, like coaching. I mean, you will make a great life coach, okay, if you're already doing that kind of work, okay? But you are great at leading other people. Definitely, for sure. And so what have you, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of work do you do now?
Actually, I have been unemployed for 2 years.
Okay, so you're unemployed. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So
I've always done like office work. Because I like office work, but I never saw myself as a leader. I guess maybe, I don't know why I never did.
Yeah.
Other people would see that. Other people see it. But I don't.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah.
That's because it's your gift.
It's all
about. A lot of people don't recognize our gift.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So. I think the main thing is sort of is believing, obviously, is believing in yourself, you know, and owning that, because it's very clear. I could pick up very much so in your field. It's sort of kind of a feeling of like, why me? It's almost like you feel like you kind of don't deserve to sort of be in such a position, a leadership position. Sort of like, why would people follow me? You don't have that thing.
Yes, yeah.
And you have to kind of realize that it's very, I think it's very clear in your life, because I do feel that people come to you, and they come to you for advice.
Yes,
and they come to you for advisement and all these things, because you do have great discernment. You have great judgment, okay? And you really do try to uplift people and lead them in the right direction from a good place in your heart. And that's all you need. You have to have a good heart and good intentions, okay?
Yes.
And you do well. And as long as you in that energy, that sort of God will sort of kind of use you as a vessel. And I think that's the thing with you, is that you have great, amazing, amazing intuition. Your thing is that you have to stop self-doubting. You're your worst enemy. And that's interesting. When I see ones, they are usually the people that, you know, they're great. They have so much potential, I mean, to lead people and sort of be this away shore. But the thing is that they easily get in their own way. You know, it's like they sort of don't know how to sort of kind of overcome that boundaries of the ego and doubting stuff and realize they truly do have unlimited potential. So you have to kind of realize that and accept that. And the thing is you have to realize that you are not a victim of your circumstances, okay? You are a co-creator with the Creator, okay, with God, okay? So you were born with two gifts, okay, two amazing gifts that God has given you. First one is free will, okay? And the second one is creativity, the power to create in your life. So the feeling is manifest and create, okay, because you have a great manifestation gift. But the thing is to believe. You cannot manifest something if you're doubting it. You have to have 100% faith.
Yes. And you are so right on about the power to manifest, because I've done it in the past. And the thing is, and you said something so powerful, is that I never doubted it. I never doubted that what I wanted, I never doubt that it wasn't possible. I just put it out there and left it alone, and boom, there it was. Never doubt it. Never. And now I feel like I'm in this place where I'm doubting myself. You know, maybe I should have taken a left. No, I should have taken a right. Do I want to do this? No. Even to the point of, what am I going to have for breakfast?
Yeah.
Becomes a problem.
Yeah. So it's like you're aware of it. And so the thing is that it's kind of like, and, you know, everything happens for you. So you're in this place right now because it's sort of like God is sort of saying, take this time to really look at your life and say, you know, what is my passion? What is it? And like I said, I really do see you doing teaching, and I would recommend that you maybe go out there and look maybe for schooling, maybe if you can possibly see if you can continue your education in some form of way, maybe some kind of certification for life coaching or some kind of life empowerment kind of courses. They have so many courses out there in the world today that you can access that is legit and you know, that's you know, really powerful. And I think you need to kind of look in that area, like self-help and something where you can kind of not only just empower other people, but something that will empower you and get you more to step into that leadership role, to not only believe in yourself, but have other people to believe in themselves as well. Because you have an amazing gift, you know, and you are definitely a light worker. And I think it's kind of just, you know, realizing that, self-realization. It's all about the self-realization.
Oh, beautiful.
You got to do the work when it comes to that.
Amen. Amen. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so, so very much. And I'm definitely will look into life coaching. You know, I think part of my fear was, is like, gee, my life is so messed up. How can I help anybody else?
Those are the best people.
And
you know, in helping someone else, you will help yourself. And your life is not messed up.
No, you know what's really amazing to me about that statement? I remember someone telling me, Napoleon Hill, in one of the books, Think and Grow Rich, how Benjamin Franklin, in conducting experiments with electricity, had failed 10,000 times in his journals before it worked. And they asked him at the Philadelphia Inquirer newspaper in the 1700s. They said, Mr. Franklin, you failed 10,000 times at perfecting electricity. We have one question to ask you. He said, wait a minute, young lady. I did not fail 10,000 times. I can show you 10,000 ways that it won't work. That's the attitude. I love that attitude.
That's true.
You know, you said, there's a lesson you're teaching other people. How can you teach them perfection if you have not gone through imperfection yourself?
That's true.
So it's beautiful that you're going through this. It's a beautiful lesson and a beautiful reading, Reginald. I really appreciate both of you.
Yes, absolutely. Reginald, thank you so, so very much. You've just, I just feel like, I kind of plugged into you, and I feel energized, and, you know, it's great. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much.
Amen.
Thank you.
I have a question for you before you hang up.
Sure.
Because I think, and I'm delving into this because I think so many people can learn from it. You've been unemployed for 2 years. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. If you don't want to answer, that's okay.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so were you terminated, or were they downsizing?
Actually, they didn't terminate me. They didn't downsize. I just felt that it was time for me to go. I was not going to grow in this position, and I wanted to. I saw potential. I saw, because I'm a troubleshooter. You know, I can see something and say, okay, I know how we can work this and tweak this and make it better. And they didn't want to. They just wanted me to sit at a desk and not offer anything better. And another thing, and here I am, you know, with my boss who's been in the same job for 40 years. For 40 years. This is the one job that she's done for 40 years, has not done anything else. And here I come in, I've done other things, and I'm offering suggestions. And it kind of, in a lot of ways, it threatened her and rubbed her the wrong way. And she
right.
just, you know, it just made it difficult for me to do my job. Everywhere I turned, it was always confrontational, and I just, it was like, I can't continue to do this.
Right. Okay, so, but can you see in that situation that you were a leader, that you are a leader?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I knew that I couldn't lead in that role, because everywhere I turned, and even though what I was doing, it was correct, it was right, there, you know, it wasn't anything that would threaten anyone else's job. That was the problem. It wouldn't threaten
mm-hmm.
anyone's job, but I saw that, you know, let's make this a lot better for people. Let's how can we improve this? And it just rubbed people the wrong way. It's like, who do you think you are? You know, we're comfortable where we're at, and here you stepping in thinking that you're going to come in and you're going to run the show. And it wasn't like that. It just was not like that. And for me, I'm looking where I can step in and say, here, Lisa, here's the ball. Run with it. Run with it. Let's see what you can do with it.
So there's a lesson even in that experience.
Yes.
Because and the lesson here is, how do you get people on board?
Exactly.
You know, that's an art and a gift as
yeah.
well. Getting people
yeah.
on board with your vision.
Yes.
And it's something that you probably have to confront again, because you walked away that time.
Right. Yes.
So you're going to find yourself in that situation again, and you need to stop and listen to your spirit to say, how do I get people to see this vision and embrace the vision?
Yes.
So
that's very, very true.
To move fully into the leadership role, you have to be able to get people caught up in your vision.
Yes, yes. And I think with me, I think with that situation was that I was actually going to the wrong people with the vision,
mm-hmm.
with saying, hey, you know what, this would be a great idea. Because it wasn't just, I'm just going to go forth and do my own thing. It's like I would, you know, go to my boss and you know, go to, do, you know, different people. Hey, what do you think about this? It wasn't just my idea, but for me, I was moving in the wrong direction, and I was bringing that vision to people who didn't have their vision, who didn't have a vision, who did say, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a great idea. I was bringing to people like, no, you stay in your box, we stay in our box. We don't want you to think outside the box.
And we're definitely in a time where we, in this country in particular, we need people who can think outside of the box, because
yes.
the paradigm is changing so much.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a delight talking to you this morning and
you
sharing.
You as well. You as well. Thank you all both, and many blessings.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go to our next caller, area code 619.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Steve. I remember when you had your own show, Reginald, on Blog Talk.
Yeah? Thanks.
Yes.
Did you listen?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Can I get a general greeting?
Okay. Okay, you said Steve is your name?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, so the first thing I'm picking up around you, Steve, is I'm drawn to more area for you, relationship aspect for you, and I've seen the number 9, relationship.
Okay.
And I've seen the number 9, so that does mean that there's a sort of kind of like the feeling of like, sort of like an ending phase, and sort of like a new phase beginning, okay, sort of into
okay.
the relationship in your life. So currently, right now, are you currently in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, because I do feel that will open up, okay? Because I feel like you're ending one phase. It feels like the feeling I'm hearing is sort of like breaking a pattern. Now, it's interesting because I feel like you've sort of like been saying that you've kind of been holding out, I guess, in the whole relationship area due to, it feels like, trying to kind of focus. Or it feels like, I feel like for some reason, you feel as if you're not attracting the right people.
Right, right. They don't interest me.
Yeah, so like that fate is going to interest. I feel like someone's going to come in that will interest you. Okay, you're not
okay.
going to kind of get, you know, the same old. Okay, it's not going to be the same old. It's going to be something new.
Okay.
This is what, like, September, October, September. So
I know the time, please. I'd rather not know when, please.
Sorry, say it again.
I'd rather not know when it happens, though, please.
Okay.
Because for
okay,
me,
no problem.
When people predict
things.
I'm glad
things, you said that. You know, that's the first time I've ever heard somebody say that before.
Because for me, when people predict things, they rarely come out when they're supposed to come out, and I get depressed and disappointed. So I just rather not know.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely, I'm glad you said that. Most people don't recognize that. For you, I would say, you know, like I said, you're ending a phase. So I feel like a new door will be opening for you. So kind of just allow yourself to kind of be open. Keep taking the steps that you're taking, because you're not taking any wrong steps. I feel like you're taking the right steps, okay? It's just a matter of just waiting for the right person to come forward, because you're a very giving person in your relationship, okay? I feel like you give, and people will take, you know, and not
right.
give back. And so
right.
I feel that the thing is attracting a relationship where there's sort of that that giving back.
Reciprocation.
So, yeah, exactly, reciprocation, yeah. I shouldn't think of the word, I could think of it, but yeah, the reciprocation, exactly. So the thing is to kind of just keep doing what you're doing. That will come, because I feel like you are ready. It's just that it's just not the right timing, that door
divine,
to opportunity.
Divine timing.
Exactly, a divine timing. Now, the next thing I keep hearing is that you need to sort of think about, I keep hearing business pursuits. That's interesting, because I'm hearing business pursuits, okay? So are you working for yourself?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I feel the feeling of you may be actually doing something or some work where you're partially working for yourself or independent. I feel independent work, okay? Looking
okay.
at doing
okay.
independent work. Have you ever thought about it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind. Because I feel that that's something that will open up for you as well. Doing your own kind of work, independent work. You have a lot of entrepreneurial potential, and
okay.
I feel like you haven't quite fully tapped into that. You've looked into it, but you haven't tapped into it fully. Okay?
Right, right.
So looking at it, because I do see you eventually at some point creating income for yourself and not relying
okay.
on someone else.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's see. That seems like it's pretty much it, unless you had a specific one.
I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia, Reginald, and Dr. Reggie. This is Susie.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I would like to say, comment on something that Dr. Reggie had said about the light workers having, you know, some kind of physical ailments going on. I definitely found that as well. And
really?
Yes, absolutely. Mhm. And I really don't understand what's going on. But as light workers, we're supposed to be able to heal ourselves and be healthy. So it's these two in particular that I'm thinking about, they really do definitely can manifest that and clear up energy wise. Don't know what's going on, but I definitely send them lots of love and light and hoping that they get on the right track soon. So anyway,
I feel something about that. I asked Cynthia that question this morning, and she gave me her answer. Reginald Lewis gave me his answer. And they're both good answers. One answer from Cynthia, she said that because we have a light quotient in our body and our souls, the light quotient is very powerful. And a lot of times we get outside of the light quotient and put our focus into this world experience, and we shouldn't. It's almost like Reginald Lewis said the same thing, except he said that we have to be appreciative of what we have to gain more stuff exponentially, you know, and that's true, even for healing and for love and for money and everything else, relationships, whatever we need, to focus on that light within us. So it's a very powerful thing to look at, but I know it's not fun to go through it or to see other people go through it. But it's really funny. I thought about how Buddha went through emotional anguish, Jesus went through a physical crucifixion, Mother Teresa suffered tremendously, Bernadette of Lourdes had a tumor and never complained about it. These things have a tremendous impact on people who are light workers. They always have to go through something to get to the next level.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Reggie. Absolutely right.
You have a question for Reginald?
Well, just want to see if he picked up anything general that he can maybe enlighten me on.
Yeah, first thing I picked up around you is that I feel like you definitely have quite a few angels around you, okay? I definitely pick up quite a few angels around you. Archangel Gabriel, in particular, is one of the energies that I do pick up. And he's saying that you are a messenger, meaning that, and messengers, because Archangel Gabriel means the messenger. But I feel the feeling of you being a sort of a go-between between, you know, the physical and the spiritual. So you are definitely, you know, a light worker without a doubt. I feel like you have a lot of healing capabilities, but I think the thing for you is that you're very sensitive, okay? You're very, very sensitive, okay? And I think sometimes that translates into your health, you know, into your physical life, and that you take on a lot of other people's emotional baggage, you know? You take on a lot of other people's emotional baggage, and I think what happens is that it sort of translates, you sort of translate that energy into the physical, and you take that on a physical level. Okay, so the thing is sort of kind of drawing your boundaries. I think that's always been a big thing with you. It's sort of learning how to draw your boundaries when it comes to people, because we cannot save the world, okay?
Right.
We don't know who we can help, you know, within our capabilities, you know, within our means. I know sometimes that we feel like, you know, if we're a light worker, if we're a healer, that we have to feel obligated to everyone, and that is not the case, okay? You do not have to feel like you're obligated to everyone, to the whole world, because you're only one individual, okay? You only have one body on this earth plane, okay? And so it takes a team, the collective. And that's always been your thing, that you've always extended yourself out to people on an emotional level, to the point where I think it took a lot from you, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally, and you didn't ever kind of replenish yourself, you know? So it's like, you know, putting up your protection, you know, putting up your light, putting up your guards, to sort of taking precautions, you know, to protect yourself, okay? I think that's a very big thing for you. And you tend to have a lot of nervous energy as well that I pick up. So I don't know if you had a lot of anxiety in your past or if you have a lot of anxiety now.
I do.
But I picked that up, a lot of nervous energy, and that's because I feel like you're not quite drawing the boundaries, you know, between your energy and other people's energy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as much as I do my grounding and protecting, I still have to learn to put up the boundaries, and sometimes I really just feel like just shutting off and shutting out, and in my home situation right now, I can't do that. I've got a couple of things going on that kind of are taking over things now, and I'm hoping that these two major things will clear up and clear out by the beginning of next year or the end of this year. Yep, you're absolutely right. It's been really very prevalent, like in my face at this time, and it probably is because it's a lesson that I have to learn myself, is setting up those boundaries.
Exactly. It's great to want to help people. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But then you have to realize that, you know, you only give so much. You know that you have to sometimes reserve your own. You know, you have to reserve your own energy. Or, you know, what good, if you're no good to yourself, what good are you to anybody else? And so, like, learning that lesson. But at the same time, I'm hearing this message. It's sort of keep your eye on the horizon, you know, sort of like, I feel like sort of like, my guides are showing sort of the sun rising, okay? And it's this feeling of keep looking forward, because I really do feel like there is a bright future for you, and that there's only just a little bit more time, a little bit more waiting, a little bit more patience, because I feel like you've been very, very patient for a long time. And so I feel that your rewards are soon to come to you. You know, so that those things that you're kind of waiting on, I feel like it's a matter of time, and I feel like it's right around the corner. So just kind of be a little bit more patient, but I feel like it is coming, and that it's going to help you in a lot of ways.
Yes,
sort of
I know it will.
Prayer.
Yes, I know it will. I feel it as well, and I very much appreciate you validating that for me. And, you know, the messages that we get sometimes is also a validation of different things that we have to do in our lives, some changes that we need to make. And I very much appreciate you coming through with those for me. Thank you so much.
Very good.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you all, too.
All right. We love you very much. Bye-bye.
I love you, hon. Bye-bye.
Area code 626, you're on the air.
That's in California.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Thank you for letting me be on your show, Dr. Reggie. Good morning, Reginald. Lewis.
Good morning. This is a very familiar voice. It's been a long time, but I recognize that voice.
Yes. Yes, and what's ironic about it, I've been thinking about you all week.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So do you have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning?
Sure, Reginald. You pretty much know about my case, just what's going on, and
yeah. Okay, Frank. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So full circle. So I keep hearing it was like full circle. So this situation feels like it's coming in full circle. So I feel that you sort of you come to the part where you're sort of kind of at the end. Okay, and you're at a meeting point. Now, what I'm hearing is now this is interesting because I keep hearing the word settlement or settlement, so I don't know, it's like more than one settlement, but I keep hearing this feeling of settlement. It feels like possibly even more than one settlement, agreement, coming to an agreement upon something. And this was like really in the month of October, because this was end of September. Yes, in October, it was like a lot of negotiating or meeting, a lot of meeting and negotiating, okay? Very significant month, October, very big month for you. Okay, and it's really a time for you to be very attentive to details, okay, and sort of keeping your eye on paperwork very closely, okay, staying very organized and documenting everything, copying everything. So it feels like really being on top of, you know, your work, the business, and this whole case. So no slacking whatsoever. I feel like it's going to demand a lot of time and energy, but I feel like it's going to be worth it, okay? I feel like a lot of investigative work that has been done in the past, is starting to sort of come to light now in the present. Okay, so it feels like things are looking a lot more clear and they're not so obscure.
Okay.
Okay. And also, I do feel that for like mom energy, it feels like mother's energy stepping forward, supporting you and pushing you in this. Now, it's interesting because I keep hearing birthday, happy birthday, okay? So I don't know if someone just, a birthday that just passed, it's in this month, but it feels like a September birthday.
September birthday. I don't know. My wife was in August.
No, this is a September birthday. Okay, and this relates to around your mom, okay? So your mom is talking to someone in spirit. So it's like the birthday. So it's like September birthday, okay? So think about that because that's coming up really, really strong. It feels like a celebration. Like I feel like she's celebrating something, okay? It feels like someone is celebrating something, okay, in the month of September, okay? But I feel like this energy is very much so around you. Have you been dreaming about her, your mother?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I get, how should I say, like a heavy feeling. And I look at her picture, and I know it's her. And,
yeah. Oh, no, I was saying, you know that that's sort of kind of saying pay attention. And like she's trying to push you to say pay attention. Don't slap, but pay attention. So when you get that feeling, trust it, okay, and pay attention to it.
Yes.
Because I feel like she's a very supportive force in your life.
Yes. And, okay, also the last reading we had was back in May. You had mentioned you see me getting a car, a new car this year. And for the life of me, I could not make a party with my Acura, but the car's totaled. And anyway, I'm going to be getting a new car. So,
well, congrats on the new car. Sorry about the total car, but congrats on the new car.
But you've seen it. You've seen me getting a new car. And I wouldn't surrender or give up that vehicle. So I guess the universe told me it's time for you to get a new car. And yeah. Anyway, just letting you know, you are right. And some things I don't think are going to happen, but they do happen. And thank you, Reginald. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the confirmation. It's good to hear from you, Frank.
Yes, I'll be probably scheduling a reading with you soon. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Okay, looking forward to it. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I will. Many blessings. And thank you, Dr. Reginald, for having, Dr. Reggie, for having the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, area code 410. This is our last reading for today.
Oh, lucky me.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's Kathy. Hi, I would like to ask you about my spiritual journey.
Okay, Kathy. Okay. So the first thing I get is I feel that there's a lot of activity around you, spiritual activity around you, a lot of movement. In fact, I feel the feeling that you are very much so, if you don't realize this, but you have the capability of being a medium, okay? I do feel that you are a medium, meaning that you have the ability to sort of communicate into other dimensions and get a lot of inspiration to sort of give messages to other people. And it's very much still the feeling. I feel that also you may be doing readings as well. So are you doing readings or have you delved in that area yourself?
No, I just, for myself, I just have like angel cards, oracle cards, and I will, you know, pick a card for myself every day.
Okay, so you do, you just do it more so for yourself. It's just a personal thing.
I'm not there yet is what I feel, to branch out.
Yeah. But the thing is I feel like you're just not, you're not ready, but I feel there will be a point where you will be ready, and you will know when you're ready, okay? There's
mm-hmm.
no question about you just know it. It's just a knowing. And I feel that, you know, you will be doing readings, you know, extend from yourself to other people, because I do feel that you are inspired sometimes to give other people messages, but the thing I feel is that fear is what holds you back, because you think, oh, you know, maybe I'm just making this up, or, you know, you start to get into that analytical part of your mind, you know, left brain side, and you start to think about it too much, and so you convolute the message, you know, where it was pure in the beginning. Instead of just accepting it and giving it as you received it, you kind of tend to overanalyze it and pollute the message. And so you kind of hold it back and you don't ever give it. So you do get the messages. I do get that. I feel like your strongest gift is that you're very clear audience, meaning that you get inspiration through hearing. So spirit will communicate with you through an internal voice, sometimes externally, sort of like your own thoughts, what we call sometimes epiphanies, insights, things that just come to you. It just comes in your head, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. So it feels like a lot of communication going there. So it's like exercise that communication, okay? I would recommend you take some classes if you can, like development classes. Keep working with, you know, things like the oracle cards, angel cards, because you're definitely communicating with your angels. It's just trust the message. That's what I'm getting for you. It's trust the message. I feel like you are constantly expanding and growing. You love learning, and I feel like you are doing a lot of self-teaching, teaching yourself a lot of things. So it's like just keep doing that. Keep, you know, working and building up knowledge, you know, building up knowledge. But the thing is that you're going to have to kind of get out there and learn to sort of not be afraid and step out there and just give the message, okay? Give the message. I feel like once you do that, you're going to feel a lot more relieved, and you're going to get the confirmation that you need, that you're not making this up, that it is real, and that you do have the ability, and that you're more ready than what you know.
And I do have a psychic development class scheduled.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's, matter of fact, I was the only one that signed up for it, so I told her she can wait until she gets a few more people.
Wow.
Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, maybe you'll get all the attention.
But, I said I can be more flexible, and she thanked me for that because I guess she knows more people will sign up.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, it's good to hear you. I'm glad you called in today.
Well, thank you. It was nice talking
to
you.
Same here.
And thank you for the messages.
Thank you. I see that our queue is filled. The moment I said this is our last caller, the queue started filling up. this is definitely our last one. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi,
where are
Laura.
You calling from?
New Jersey.
Where are you calling from?
Okay, Laura.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, New Jersey. You have a question for Reginald Lewis this morning?
Yes. Can you tell me anything, if you see anything about a career move for me?
Okay. Yes. Now, it's interesting because I feel like promotion. I feel like you are due for a promotion. An upgrade, like a next level. But for some reason, you're being held back. That's the feeling that I feel like you're kind of being held back right now. So it feels like there has been a delay sort of in your progression as far as work-wise or promotion-wise. It's definitely keep hearing delay. So I don't know if that you had supposed to have been looking for it to like a promotion or something like that, but you just have not gotten it. But I feel like it will be coming. The thing is that I don't want to keep getting, but I feel like you also need to kind of look outside of what you're also doing. So whatever work that you're doing right now, it's like look outside of that as well. Just kind of look at other opportunities as well, because it feels like needing to sort of grow more. It's like you need sort of more room to kind of move around. That's the feeling I keep getting, move around. Don't get too comfortable where you're at. You know what I mean? And don't accept, really learn to respect yourself. I mean that, know your self-worth, okay? I think a lot of people undervalue themselves or underappreciate themselves, and you need to sort of learn to appreciate your skills, your talents, and know that, you know, what you have is valuable, you know, and that other people need to sort of recognize that value to it as well, and they need to respect that. And if they don't, well, you know, take it somewhere where someone will realize that and accept, you know, your value for what it is and willing to pay you for your work, okay? Do that make sense?
Well, yeah. I applied for a job, a better job in Maryland, and I was wondering if that might come through for me, if you're getting anything on that.
Okay. Yes, I'm saying yes. Thing that it feels like I feel moving forward with that. It feels like I do feel that this, I don't know why I keep getting interviews. So have you already, did you just apply and did they sort of write you? Because I keep seeing like an interview. I don't know if you already did an interview, but I keep seeing like another actual like interview. Someone talking to you.
I didn't get an interview call yet. I applied through a headhunter about a month ago, and I was wondering if they had already maybe filled the position or if they're interested. I don't know at this point. It's been like a month.
Okay. It feels like they're interested. I really do feel so. I feel like they're going to contact you at a different time. I don't know when. It feels like November. It looks like around the time, late October, somewhere between that time, you may actually start to get a call or an email, okay? Because I still feel like they're holding your application. They're still interested. I just feel like they're taking their time. They are taking their time, okay? So it feels like it's still open for you. So keep a positive outlook on that. But it does feel like that's an area that it feels like appreciate, you know, your value, sort of appreciating what you do. Because I feel like where you're at right now, I feel like you're kind of underappreciated. I don't feel like it's you know, you're given the due respect that you need or, you know, that you deserve. Do that make sense?
Well, yeah, in a way, because I'm in a job right now where I'm doing good work and they value that, but it's not, I could be doing a lot more. I should be doing more managerial level work, and that's on me. So your reading is right on target because I haven't, up until now, I haven't really pushed myself to go out of my comfort level a little bit. I've been taking it easy. So now with this job that I applied to, I've decided I'm ready to take the next step and step out of my comfort zone a little bit more and take on more managerial tasks.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. Exactly. And like you said, it's all about getting out of your comfort zone. It's like, don't get too comfortable with something that you know. Like you said, you know you could do so much more better. You know you can do so much more better. And I feel like you will, you know, if you accept it and if you allow it, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you're ready. I mean, I can hear it, you know, as you're speaking. It's like, you are ready. So it's like, go forward with it, you know, don't get too comfortable, you know, where you're at. And look forward to change. Really start to look forward to change.
Reginald, do you see me moving, though, to Maryland? See that happening, the move?
Okay. I actually do see a move. I don't know when, but I definitely see a move. I don't feel that you will be where you're at right now. I think you said, did you say New Jersey in the beginning?
Yeah, I'm in Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't feel like you're going to be there. You're definitely going to be somewhere else. So I feel like a move will happen for you as well. So like I said, just really look for change, complete change, when you probably least expect it while you're waiting.
Okay. But is that move related to the job, this job in particular?
No. It feels like it comes. It actually comes before. So it actually feels like another opportunity may present itself to you as well at the same time. And so this is a great thing, is that I feel like you're going to have choices. Okay, so when you asked about the move that opened up a whole other area, because I saw possibly another opportunity will come to you as well, that will present itself in that same area, okay, in Maryland. So the thing is kind of it may actually come before, you know, this other opportunity that you apply to. It may come a lot more quicker. So I feel like you sort of kind of have the choice that they will both sort of come at the same time, and you sort of have the choice to sort of kind of choose which one. But
wow.
It will be related to work-wise, okay? I don't know if it's
okay.
That particular job. Maybe it's another job, but it will be related work-wise to move.
And do you have any kind of a time frame around that at all?
Say that one more time.
Do you have a time frame for that?
Okay. It's something all this happens definitely within the next 4 months, okay?
Within
the next 4 months.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay. So, Reginald, you've done some great work here today. I'm sure people want to know how to reach out to you. You want to give them your contact information and your website? Oh, wow. Reginald, are you there? We lost Reginald Lewis. I know that you can reach his website at www.reginaldlewisreadings.com. Again, that number is, that website is www.reginaldlewisreadings.com. We so appreciate you calling in today and listening to the show. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to give us our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message given to us this morning. Let everyone be blessed and find their inner peace and find what they're supposed to do with their lives, in terms of their romance, finance, travel, living condition, and general prosperity. We thank you for your blessing and guiding us in every way. We believe this is so, and so it is.
So it is. Have a great weekend, guys. God bless.